I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. First Mali, then Burkina Faso, and now Ivory Coast. One by one, these countries in West Africa have been brutally visited by extremists in the past year who've stormed onto hotel property and killed people. The latest attack happened yesterday at a well-known beach resort outside Abidjan in Ivory Coast called Grand Bassam. At least 18 people died, and Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, has apparently claimed responsibility. Dion Searcy is West Africa Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Dion, tell us what happened in Ivory Coast yesterday. What do we know?
What we know so far is that the government there says that six gunmen stormed onto the beaches and started shooting. It was just a scene of mass carnage. I mean, this was the first sunny Sunday in weeks. It was a beautiful day. People were having Sunday brunch by the pool, swimming in the beach, and it just turned into mass carnage.
Has Ivory Coast had any problems with Islamic militancy in the past?
Not similar to this. I mean, Ivory Coast has had a lot of violence. There was civil war and violence surrounding an election a few years back when the president refused to step down. But this is a little bit new for them.
Tell me just a little bit more about Grand Bassam. What does it look like and who are the type of people who go there?
Sure. Grand Bassam is a World Heritage Site. A lot of old colonial architecture there. It used to be, at one time, a long time ago, was the French colonial capital there. The kinds of people who go there are expats, tourists, and a lot of elite Ivorians. There also is a good population of locals who hang out on the beach there. I mean, it's really the major getaway. If you're in Abidjan, it's going to be your beach getaway. It's only about an hour's drive from the city. It's just a really relaxing, beautiful palm tree-lined coastline.
So with other recent attacks in Burkina Faso and Mali, how worried are authorities that when AQIM says it's going to launch surprise attacks all over West Africa, they seem to mean it?
Well, I think they're pretty worried. I mean, it looks like everyone is taking security very seriously. The next place that people think could be hit is Senegal. I live in Dakar right now, the capital of Senegal, and there are checkpoints all over. Security, I was just at a coffee house, a little tiny coffee house, where there was a metal detector, one of those little wands that they wave over you. You can't go into a hotel without
That's new?
That's new, for sure. Security at the mall, you can't go into a hotel without popping your trunk and opening your glove box. I mean, all these things started really being put into place slowly after Bamako, after the attacks in Bamako. And then after Ouagadougou was hit, that was a huge, huge change. I mean, there are security officers along the coastal highway here every several hundred feet.
Wow. I'm just curious, what have you heard about the mood in Abidjan right now, considering they're just emerging from a civil war? And what is the mood right now in Dakar, several hundred miles away?
Well, I think in Abidjan, everyone is a little bit freaked out. I know that in Grand Bassam, it's just overrun right now with military officers and police authorities. And elsewhere throughout the region, everyone is really, really worried. I mean, there is just an absolute mood of tension, and it seems like every time this happens, you start worrying about everything, your kids, where you're going, what you're doing. For locals and expats alike, I think that it's absolutely the same. I mean, a lot of these attacks, in the past have been at big marketplaces, others at restaurants that people go out in a lot. So I think the mood is really, really tense, no matter where you are in the region and honestly in the world. I mean, look at the attacks in Paris, in California. I mean,
Ankara.
Right, exactly, in Ankara. Like, it's starting to feel that nowhere is safe, and I guess that's the point behind the attacks.
Dion Searcy with The New York Times speaking with me from Dakar in Senegal. Good to hear from you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.